Okay. So we're here today with Heather Martin, and Heather spent her spring break down in La Manzanilla, Mexico. She was there with the University 392 course, Service Learning in La Manzanilla. So Heather, tell us a little bit about, why don't you first start off by telling us what year you are here at CSUCI, and then give us some background on the project, where you went and why you went down there.
So I am a junior at and I'm an environmental science major, resource management emphasis, and we went down to La Manzanilla in Jalisco, Mexico, and we were there from Saturday to Thursday, and then on Thursday of the week we went to La Gloria, which is 3 hours north, till Sunday. We came back on Sunday, and in both places we just did environmental research. We did water quality testing and vegetation testing, and we just kind of wanted to get the community more educated on how they're affecting the mangroves there that are in their backyard, basically.
Why was this so important? Why was it so important to go down there and provide this community with environmental education?
The community down there, especially in La Manzanilla, is being very bombarded with a lot of tourism, and they're developing in the mangroves, and a lot of Americans are going down there and just putting up million-dollar mansions on the coast, and it's just people don't really understand like the effect that they have on the mangroves and then on their water supply and different things. And so it was just really good for us to kind of go down and kind of partner with the organizations that were down there already trying to do something with preserving the mangroves and trying to rehabilitate them. So it was just good to just kind of get them some more information and provide the opportunity that we have with our technology and our equipment to help them with that.
Were you able to work with other students from other universities while you were down there?
We weren't. It was just our school down at that point, but where we stayed in La Manzanilla, they have different universities go down there, I think, every month. So it's pretty often they have different Americans down there.
Why did you choose to engage in this type of project? What attracted you to it?
I, being an environmental science major, I just wanted more experience in the field just for my resume, and I'd never been out of the country before, and so it was the first time that I could really kind of go out on my own and kind of stand up and see what is it like being in a different country. And it was so important to kind of see, we've learned so much in the classroom about the different issues that, you know, third world countries face with, especially just environmental stuff. And so it was really important just to kind of go down there and see firsthand and see like the actual challenges, that the real challenges that it is trying to protect mangroves when the economy is hurting so bad that it's good to develop and get more money, but the negative effects are so much greater. So
did you feel as though by taking this service learning course that you were able to apply what you have learned in some of your other courses, even the University 392 course, to your service?
Yeah, it was really cool because a lot of the classes that you take here at Channel Islands, we learn different ways, especially in the environmental program, of how to kind of test things and the different theories and stuff. And so to be down there in firsthand and kind of see like the response of the community to kind of like how do you pick environment over money? It was very interesting. And so it was very easy to apply. It actually helped me understand the concepts a lot more than I learned in the classroom, because being hands-on, like learning and being in it, you kind of understand it a lot more than just reading about it.
So you spoke about the community. How did you navigate some of the challenges of the community, such as the language barrier? Are you fluent in Spanish?
I am definitely not fluent in Spanish. I know a little bit from taking a few semesters, but there is about 3 or 4 members that in the class are fluent in Spanish. And so it was kind of cool to have them divided up amongst all of us. And so they kind of helped a lot. And then the leaders that were down there living in Mexico, they were fluent as well. And so every group that we went out doing our work in, there's at least one person that knew Spanish and could help kind of get through everything.
So can you tell me a little bit about what you learned about yourself being down there?
It was really great because it was the first time that I was able to get out of the country. And so I just learned what I wanted to do after I graduate, what I want to do with in the field work. It was just a great experience, kind of like made me realize that I did want to be out in the field and I did want to travel and be in different communities in different areas of the world and just kind of learn about that. And I was just able just to kind of grow in my personality a lot, and like being in the challenges of camping for 9 days straight and not having a shower and kind of like testing just like my personality a little bit and being with people for 10 days and not having a break from them, it was interesting.
Where did you camp?
We camped in La Manzanilla. We camped on the beach, like on the sand in our tents, in both places actually, in La Gloria and in La Manzanilla. So yeah, we didn't have any, well, in La Manzanilla we had showers, but they were over the toilet showers. And then in La Gloria we just had bucket showers where you fill up a bucket and just, so it was interesting to kind of be like that for 10 days.
Do you feel that what you did, the service that you did, that it impacted the population or the community that you served?
I think it did. What we did was on such a small scale because we were only there for a couple days in each location. But since different, especially in La Manzanilla, since at least once a month, I think, different universities go down there and do the same work, that it's repetitive. And so I think the community kind of sees that there is a need to help. And when I was in La Manzanilla, my team, there's four of us, we went and did mangrove restoration where we worked with, there's these gentlemen there. I worked with these two guys. One of them was 75, one of them was 80. And me and my friend, we helped put dirt in bags to prepare these little areas for mangrove planting, basically. And I was trying to talk to them with little Spanish that I had. And it was just very interesting just to kind of see, like, there's these 75-year-old and 80-year-old men who, they told me they loved their job. Like, they loved going and just, like, sitting on egg crates and filling bags with dirt. And it was very interesting. And so, like, I think that we helped a lot. And then by having different groups go down there every year and all the time, like, I think it's on a larger scale, it really impacts them. And they kind of are understanding more of the urgency of protecting the mangroves. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any, before you went, were you able to reflect on any of your perceptions or assumptions, or did you have sort of ideas about how this trip would be or the community would be?
I had no idea what to expect. I heard stories from the previous years, people that went, and I was just so excited. And since I'd never been to Mexico, I kind of had a little bit of an idea of like what the culture was from just being around Mexicans here. But it was so different. Like, I have such a compassion for the country now, and like I have such a different viewpoint of the people living here from Mexico, and it really just opened my eyes to such a greater perspective of the nation.
Great. Because that was my next question. Do you have a different perspective of the community or the population that you served?
Yeah, before? Definitely.
And it sounds like it. Well, it sounds like it was a great experience for you. Is there anything else that you want to share with us?
It was the best trip I have ever been on. I learned so much about myself. I learned so much about the program, and it was just really great just to kind of be involved and see how different countries kind of get on with things, especially ones that aren't as privileged, if you will say, as the U.S. So it was very interesting, and I recommend that anyone that has the opportunity to go should go. It's great. It's a great time.
Well, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.